You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, there have been rumors around, circulating around the rumor mill that Mazda Southern Africa, after 55 years of operating in South Africa, is just going to close down. They're just going to up and leave. They will no longer be part of the South African automobile sector, and we can say goodbye to them. I'm joined on the line by Craig Roberts, Managing Director at Mazda Southern Africa, to address these rumors and see whether or not they're true. Good evening, Craig. Thanks so much for taking the time. Are you leaving?
Absolutely not. And good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. I can categorically state that we definitely are not exiting South Africa.
There we go. End of conversation. They are not going anywhere. So then why were the rumors circulating? What happened that sort of stoked the fires and had everybody concerned?
Yeah, I think, you know, Jimmy, there are possibly a number of reasons why the, I suppose, narrative evolved. Obviously, you know, from a Mazda perspective, you know, we've seen a shift in where we position our vehicles into the South African market. And, you know, Mazda has moved not only in the South African market, but globally or in the process of transitioning into, you know, different segments. For example, we are moving into medium to larger SUVs, and also with a huge focus on what we refer to as new energy vehicles with alternate powertrains. Here we're talking PHEV, battery electric vehicles, etc. And I think that, you know, with the fact that we have seen, you know, the actual volume of sales decrease because of that repositioning, there potentially were rumors and rumblings, etc., that were put out into the public space. And we as Mazda South Africa felt that it was, you know, it was time for us to actually address those, and also to, you know, reassure our many, many Mazda owners, customers, that it was, you know, and we can categorically state that we are not exiting South Africa. In fact, you know, we're really excited about, you know, some of the new product developments that, you know, are in market in various Mazda markets, but also, you know, we are looking at bringing those to the South African market.
Craig, while I have you, can we discuss some of those exciting things that are coming up? I mean, we've seen a lot of companies increase their efforts to invest in South Africa, their plans to invest. We've seen a lot of conversations around just energy transitions. We've got new EV legislation. What are Mazda's plans for the Southern African market?
From a product perspective, Jimmy, you know, the biggest one that we're really excited about is the all-new CX-5. CX-5 is probably our biggest volume seller over the last 10 years since Mazda re-entered as an independent automotive entity in the South African market. And that new CX-5 will debut in the third quarter of this year and will probably hit our shores in the first quarter of 2026. And that is the first product that we're really, really excited about, is that all-new CX-5. Also, basically, we are looking at some of those larger platform SUVs that Mazda has successfully introduced into its global markets. And here I'm referring to the CX-60 PHEV, and also the possibility of bringing a CX-80, which is a 7-seater PHEV, to the South African market. Those two vehicles, being PHEVs and also a 7-seater, will be firsts for Mazda in South Africa.
So not only is Mazda not leaving, you're in fact expanding your product range and introducing new products into the market. That's quite interesting. Craig, I want to take a look at, obviously, with everything that's happening, there are still some concerns that might sit in the automotive space. There's some logistical concerns that companies like Mazda have had to contend with for a couple of years. How are you seeing the automotive landscape at the moment? How are you seeing just where the demand is sitting, not just in South Africa, but in the other Southern African countries that you guys service?
Jimmy, it's a very interesting question, and I think, you know, we could probably spend a number of hours, you know, discussing it. But I think if I had to encapsulate it, yes, we've all faced, and here I refer to, you know, our competitor brands and our colleagues in the industry, we've faced many challenges when it comes to, you know, logistics and supply, not necessarily just in the you know, the past few months, but over the past few years. I think that, you know, we really need to see an improvement in those, but it's also incumbent on us being able to service our customers and to find ways around those challenges, which, you know, we as Mazda have done, looking to basically ensure that, you know, we are able to provide the level of experience that is expected from a brand like Mazda. With regards to, you know, the South African auto market, it certainly is a dynamic one, if I can use that term. We basically have a market that has over 40 passenger car brands in market, which is, if not the highest, one of the highest numbers of passenger car brands available to consumers when choosing a vehicle to purchase. That, I think, is fantastic. I think that, you know, every consumer should have freedom of choice and as much choice as possible. It's in then, you know, up to brands like Mazda to ensure that, you know, we do everything we need to do to gain the share of that market that we possibly can.
Craig, with all of the geopolitical tensions happening around the world, with all of the uncertainty that persists around various regions, are you guys looking at perhaps expanding into other regions on the African continent, perhaps rolling out some new products in other areas where you might not have previously had as big a presence?
It certainly would be an agenda item, you know, with Mazda at head office in Hiroshima. I have had discussions with head office in Hiroshima about, you know, various other African markets. Mazda does have representation in certain West African, Sub-Saharan and East African markets with, you know, product lineups in those markets. And, you know, I have no doubt that this would definitely be something that is on the minds and on the horizon and on the radar of Mazda senior executives.
There you have it, folks. Mazda Southern Africa is going nowhere. In fact, they're bringing new things for you to try out. So all the rumors that are going around are completely false, and you've heard it straight from the team at Mazda. Thanks so much, Craig, for those insights. Craig Roberts, Managing Director at Mazda Southern Africa, on their business sticking around for potentially another 55 years.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.